Oh, hello there, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is Darren filling in for Jacob, who's out again doing something with some charity. I don't know.
There it is.
I'm already playing it.
No, I found something else.
Well, you know what the difference is between me and you?
What's that?
This one has lyrics.
Oh.
I got that together. The
you just go to YouTube.
Of a vase you found.
I love this song.
Some old abandoned church in a town I don't remember the name of the middle of May.
Anyway, Reliant K. The song is called Mountaintop. If you're ever interested in actually tuning in to the full music that we listen to, it's that. Welcome to the After Show. This is the show after the show, which is why we call it the After Show. And then it's a podcast, and so we add podcast to the title.
I think I'm tracking. I get
good, because you know there's so many people who are like, why do you call it the After Show podcast? I don't understand. Why do you say your names? It's because that's my name. So I got a lot to talk about. What are you doing over there? Stop pushing. You're on Internet Explorer.
No,
that sounded like an internet.
No, that was,
or was that Firefox?
The computer browser on the computer.
Okay, well I'm turning you down because it's annoying.
Okay.
I've been living car free now for 2 weeks, I think, ish.
You got rid of your car?
Well, my car broke down officially. The brake system just imploded. I'm now donating it to Ingram High School. I think they're coming tomorrow or maybe Monday to pick it up for their shop class.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought, let me give it to the kids. It's a tax write-off. I was going to donate it to charity anyway. Let's give it to kids and let's see them like ruin my car or fix it, and maybe I can buy it back someday. So yesterday I was tested for the first time, or the second time, in that car-free life is relatively easy if you live in an area that you don't really go outside of, right? Like, I live in the South Lake Union neighborhood, and most of the stuff I do is within a mile or two, right? I mean, I'm talking about a small amount of time. You can walk, you can Uber, you can take the bus. And then yesterday I had another screening of a god-awful movie called Breaking In, which I'll review tomorrow. It was awful, so bad. And I had to get to Northgate from South Lake Union. Now, that's not an ideal route if you have to leave around 5.
Yeah, I was going
to
say what time?
5.
5. Okay.
I needed to be there by 6:15, 6:30. And if you don't leave early, you get stuck in traffic. And I'd rather be there early and just do nothing but futz around on my phone.
There's a lot of cool stuff you can do up there.
Not really.
I mean, yeah, there is.
Not really.
I know this doesn't pertain to you because you're going to these movies as your job, but the Watershed is right there.
I've been there.
It's this great bar.
It is a good bar.
And you can buy $9 movie tickets from them.
Oh, I did not know that.
So I highly recommend that.
Go
grab a beer before your movie.
I went with a friend the other day to that place when we were waiting for a movie. So I decided this time to take the bus because 2 days ago I took a car to go and it cost me $11, which is expensive if you do it often. But if you do it once or twice, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, because I'm trying to compare how much I spend on my car, having a parking space, which costs $185.
A month?
A month. And then insurance, which you add about $60 to it. And then gas, which I don't fill up all that often because of how little I drive.
Yeah. And I assume your car is paid off.
Yeah, this 99 Corolla, this thing is paid off. So I'm just like, I'm assuming my expense is between $250 and $275 a month on my car. And so I'm trying to figure out in a given month, what's my average spending not having a car. And if it's significantly less than $275, cool, I don't need the car. If it's about the same or it's not that much more to own a car, then I'm going with the car. So I took the bus. I ran to the bus stop off of Aurora because it was going to leave in like 2 minutes. It was at 5:06 it's supposed to take off, something like that. So I ran to it and I saw the bus coming and I ran even faster. They saw me. They pull in. They waited for me.
Oh, yeah.
I get on. I'm
do
like,
that sometimes.
I'm so glad. And then I look up. I'm on the wrong bus. Got on the wrong bus.
Where did it take you?
No, well, here's the good news. I got off at 2 stops later, and right across the street was a bus stop for the right bus.
All right.
So I waited just an extra 4 minutes, and it got to me. And it was late already, that bus line, which is why I missed it. The reason why I missed it, I wasn't thinking. The bus that was supposed to be after it came up first because the other bus was late.
I see.
So it got confusing. So I get on the bus.
They
good
do
news.
Have numbers on the bus.
I know. I wasn't paying attention. And by the way, we're talking about like 26 and 28 or something like that. So I just wasn't paying attention. So I get on the bus. Sounders game was on. I was watching it on my phone on Fox Sports 1. So at least I was doing something. the entire time. But at some point, I look up and I'm just kind of, bus seats are so uncomfortable, and it was hot and the air conditioning wasn't on full blast. It was uncomfortable. And 15 minutes had gone by, and I'm just like, oh my God, I would rather not be in this bus, but, you know, good news, we're almost there. And I look up and I look out the window. I know exactly where we are. We've only gone like 2 miles. I've gone absolutely nowhere. It would have otherwise taken me maybe 2 minutes to get to the spot I currently was on the bus at.
Yeah.
Because they go all over the place, multiple stops. And it's the worst feeling in the world when you look around and you say, I know where we are, and I could have gotten here so much quicker if I wasn't on a bus.
Well, this is from South Lake Union to Northgate.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the route? Does it take I-5 or
no?
Aurora
so it goes Aurora, but then it gets off at I don't know what street, but it goes through. I don't know what neighborhood that technically is. It's right at Greenwood, I guess. I mean, it's out. It's around Green Lake, the actual. So you go around the lake.
Oh, over the top of the lake.
Yeah, I mean, you cut through. You go east, and then you go up, and then you go whatever the neighborhood is, Haller Lake, I guess. What's west of Northgate? What's that neighborhood?
West of that is Greenwood, Crown Hill.
Okay, so you got go there, and then you go through Northgate, and then you get stopped at that hub.
Uh huh.
And I don't know the neighborhood names because I don't visit them very often. Those are the suburbs of Seattle. I just don't go there.
That's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, but it's just so out of the way. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the good news is it drops you off right in front of the theater that I was at, and so that was a plus. But all in, it took like almost an hour to go. But if I was driving, even in traffic, if I just did a straight shot down Aurora, and then I just turned on, I think it's actually Northgate Way East or whatever it is, like where that Best Buy and Target is, I would be there at the most. It would take me 30 minutes. At the most.
And that's gridlock.
Yeah, and that's traffic.
So why not take an Uber?
Well, that's my thing.
You're trying to save
money
then?
No, I'm doing each one. I want to see and experiment. So the next time we're taking an Uber today because we got to go to the same place, but we're leaving at like at 12:15, so it's not going to be.
Yeah.
That's not a.
Not nearly as bad.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of curious as I test everything out, and I'll find the balance. I just want to know how all of the services work. Now, coming and going to work, I'll take a car to go or an Uber, whatever. If there's a car to go, I'll take that because it's only $3 and change because of how quickly. And I don't want to walk in the morning when it's cold or rainy, and it was rainy this morning. Yeah. And then I just walk home.
Are you going to try a Lime bike?
No. I don't know how to ride a bike. I never learned
like
to ride.
Not at all?
I never learned
I'm
to
sure
ride a bike.
I'm sure you could do it.
I can't imagine it's hard.
You're an adult.
But I don't want – where am I going to try?
There's seven Lime bikes on the sidewalk.
They're all Jacobs, and people will look at me and judge me.
They might all be Jacobs.
I'm telling you. No, they're all Jacobs. He says it's all his because he Lime right. Did you see that he
fell?
He's dope. He's such an idiot. He comes in. I did like a double take. It almost looked like a hickey.
Right on
right,
his,
that's what I
on his cheek.
But it was on his cheek, and so that
you don't know what kind of stuff he's into.
Unfortunately, I do. But I looked at it, I was like, oh, hickey, and then I thought to myself, that cannot be a hickey on your face right below your eye. That's just a weird spot.
It's also a weird spot to get cut when you fall on a bike.
It really well because he fell on his face, and it's also on his chin, and then he showed you can't really tell with the chin because he's got the beard. But then he shows his hand; it's all cut up. I knew it was going to happen. I told him it was going to happen. And it happened. Okay, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the homelessness situation told from the eyes of an Uber driver. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That's Darren filling in for Jacob. You're an Uber driver part-time.
Correct.
You make good money.
Yeah.
And you don't do that many hours.
No,
on
and I only drive between the commutes, so I usually quit before 4 p.m. or before 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during weekdays, I never drive the drunk people, so I never get the drunk tips or anything. And
which
the
maybe
surge
you should
prices.
Try that.
Nah, because I like to be the guy in the Uber.
Mm, that's true, because you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly.
But you drive throughout large portions of this region.
Yes.
And you were telling me during one of the segments on homelessness off air how bad it's gotten.
Right, and I've kind of watched it happen in real time because this, aside from the Uber thing, was last summer when it was really nice outside, mm-hmm. I'd take that route up and over Green Lake to get home. It's 5 minutes longer, but it's a nice drive. There weren't any tents there last year. Now there are lots of tents. And then the biggest issue I had...
And we're talking like dozens of tents, because I've seen exactly what you're talking about. It was shocking because I just saw it over the weekend.
It's such a beautiful area. Yeah. Such a cool median of full of, the what would you say, like 20 feet wide of grass separating the north and southbound lanes. It's really cool. But this is the one that really bugged me. As I was Uber driving the other day going down Alaskan Way. By the waterfront, I know we've just paid however many millions of dollars, tens
on
the seawall, and then even fixing up the piers, and then we're building the new ferry dock, the Ferris wheel, all this cool stuff happening down there. We want it to be a good tourist attraction, right? But there are more tents there than I've seen anywhere else.
It's gotten
right along the road.
I know what you're talking about, because the problem is that's where they were before the actual work that was done.
Yeah.
And they just put all this money into it without actually addressing the problem there. Because I went on the overnight with Union Gospel Mission, and that's where we were hanging out. That's how we were connecting with the majority of the people. Was that particular spot along Alaska Way and the viaduct. That's where they live.
The parking lot and then Alaskan Way itself.
It's shocking.
It's, and I get really annoyed because I think, man, those would be great. That'd be a great spot for a row of parking. But if I ever put my car there, I'd be ticketed and towed. But what's the difference between having a car sitting idle there for a couple hours and somebody actually living there and like littering and causing issues?
I know the
and
answer.
Being very, very unsightly.
The
for
difference.
Tourists.
The difference is they don't have money that the city can steal.
Right.
And you do. That's the only difference. That's why you get ticketed and they do not. The homeless would get ticketed if they had money and they weren't actually homeless.
Right.
They want to take money from you because they don't care about the taxpayer. They don't care about people who live or visit these areas that are being overrun with homeless people. They don't give a damn about you. They never will.
Did you, while you were
That's the world we live in.
Yeah.
The world we now live in is that we will go out of our way to screw the taxpayer because somehow the taxpayer is the bad person in this.
Mm-hmm. Did you, while you were on your overnight, did you ever get a chance to ask them where they're from?
No, we didn't. Mostly because the first time I went, you're kind of just still quiet and letting everybody do their jobs, and you're looking and just like observing. Yeah. And then there's not really an opportunity too much. We talked to one woman in depth because she wanted to talk. There's some people who don't want to talk to you.
Right.
We talked to two people who didn't speak any English, so I'm assuming that they're not from Washington. I don't know, but they spoke no English. And then the one woman we did talk to, I don't remember where she's from. She's local. She said she was local. I just don't remember where.
Yeah. So, no, I don't have really any experience in politics. I've never been on the Seattle City Council. But I do know that if the homeless people in our region aren't from our region, that we have a problem.
They don't care.
So why?
They don't care. They do not care.
Didn't we have like a homeless czar?
We still do, I think. I don't know if is he still the czar? I forgot his name. Starts with an M.
What?
Yeah. Just, you're going to hurt yourself when you try to figure out.
My brain's going
to
hurt.
Yeah, your head will explode. And I've given up on trying to explain and understand what it is they do.
But so, yeah. And I took a couple month break from Uber driving while I was preparing for the wedding. And now I'm back at it. So say the last time I drove was December, and now I'm driving again.
What's your rating?
4.9 something.
Oh, that's good. Look at you.
My passenger rating is much worse, though.
What does that mean? Oh yeah. What is your passenger rating?
It's like 4.6 or something.
Okay, there's something.
But it's because I've canceled a couple times.
No, there's something else going on.
No, I think it's because
I'm gonna
my wife uses Lyft and I use Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And when I book mine and she goes on her Lyft app and she goes, oh, wait, no, the Lyft is closer. I'll go, oh, okay.
I have a 4.76. I don't understand how that's possible. I make the small talk at the beginning and then I just go along my day. I don't slam doors when I leave. I always end up the conversation by saying, have a good day. Like that.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, whatever it is. Like I'm friendly on the way.
I think it's from bailing.
In. But I don't bail. I don't think I've ever canceled on an Uber.
I've also never, maybe two times I've probably done 700 or so rides. I think only two times I've not given a 5-star rating to my passenger.
That, you know, maybe this is discrimination. They don't like me, right?
Well, in defense of the Uber drivers, nobody really does.
Okay, you're a jerk. I don't like you now.
But anyway, between December and April, when I started driving again, the homeless problem has gotten significantly worse. Just yes. In that time.
While spending $54 million last year.
Right.
$54 million.
Do you think it's because we evacuated the jungle or whatever and they all dispersed?
No, there wasn't that many people in the jungle. They clearly dispersed.
Yeah.
But there's no way that impacts it to this degree. Unless there were thousands living there, which there were not.
Yeah. I suppose weather could be a factor too.
I mean, weather definitely, when
it's
nicer out.
Hiding in December.
When it's nicer out, they're going to be more out in public. When it's colder, they're going to be in places where they can hide from the elements, right? Because they don't want to get rained on. And so if it's nice and warm, they're going to be more out in the open just so they're not, so they can cool themselves off because it can get really warm and they need to be out. I hate the city sometimes. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, the politics of the city make me hate it. And I don't want to hate the city. Like, I don't wake up every single day. I can't wait to yell about Seattle. I live in Seattle. This is my neighborhood.
It's beautiful.
It can be. If only we would actually do some work to help the problems on the ground. And we don't. And nothing's going to change. That's the truth. The truth is, nothing's going to change.
I want to move to Texas.
Where in Texas?
I don't know. Austin.
Why?
But that's super liberal.
Yeah, you're going to be miserable there too.
Yeah, and
gotta,
I don't like humidity.
Houston?
No.
Yeah. No, that's
too big.
Country. Oh, shut up. It's too big.
Waco.
Waco?
Yeah.
That's,
you ever
so
seen those,
tiny.
How much those people are buying houses for from Chip and Joanna?
I don't watch that show. Oh. I know weirdly what you're referring to. It's HGTV.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper. Okay, yeah. I don't care. Burn it down. Burn it to the ground. I'm moving to Waco too. I'm the gay Jews that you
think
they
have in
Waco. We
haven't even talked about how expensive it is to live around all these homeless people.
Yeah, it is very weird that we're. I'm not getting into it. You're just gonna put me in a bad mood. I gotta go. You're listening to the After Show podcast. Thank you so much. Give us a 12-star rating on iTunes, or five or four, whatever is the highest. Five is the highest. Give us five. Goodbye.